Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Kama Daf Pei. We will begin on Daf Ayin Tes on the base, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to quote the Braisa that speaks about what type of animals may be raised in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Braisa, V'apisham Chachamim, even though Chazal taught us that Ein Megadlin Behemet Daka, that we may not raise a Behemet Daka in Eretz Yisrael. Halach is, if somebody is coming to Yerushalayim to bring kabbonis, amount of time, Masha koydim regel shloshim yoyim. He may ready buy an animal 30 days before Yontif, in order to make sure he gets the right price, in order to make sure that he gets the right animal, so while they're available, he could already buy it for 30 days before. And similarly, koydim mishta benoy, somebody's making a wedding, needs the animal, shloshim yoyim. That means the last animal that he needs to slaughter, he bought more animals within 30 days. He shouldn't abuse this dispensation of Shloshim Yoyim. He's not allowed to abuse it, and he has to shecht it before Yontif, before the wedding. The Sakdat Chamina, the Gemara explained itself. The Lafaklei Regal, if Yontif is over, Michizovna at Hashta, and from when he bought the animal until now, Akatilai Malul Klosin Yomim, 30 days have not passed. So says the Gemara, Loi Neima. So don't think, says the Gemara, what the Halacha tells us is, Loi Neima, Til Osin Mishu Shar Lishuye, that Chazal allowed us to wait under all circumstances 30 days. That isn't what the Halacha is. Elo, Kiv Nafal Kei Regal, once Yontif passes, so Chazal gave us dispensation to hold on to the animal, but past the time that we're allowed to do it for the wedding, for the Yontif, Lebebay Leshu, we have no right to hold on to it. The Tabach, a butcher who buys animals and sells them, Lekeach, the Sheikhet, he should buy these animals and shecht them immediately, Lekeach, Shaykhit, but certain circumstances he holds on to them. Just because he bought an animal does not mean that he immediately has a customer for it. However, again, he should not hold on to the last one, Shloshim Yoyim. That, again, you should always sell it as quickly as possible. Says the Marashal Talmidus Gamaliel, Mal Gadol, what's the halacha about raising Behemet Dakas in Eretz Yisrael? Amalem Mutar, you may. Ask the Gemara, Vatanan, have we not learned in our Mishnah that Ema Gadlin, we're not allowed to raise behind Medakas in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Hak Kibayimlai. What the question was, Malicious, are you allowed to hold on to Behemoth Dakas under certain circumstances? And Amalem, to which he was told, Mutar, that you can sometimes hold on to the Behemoth Dakas. However, Ovachle Tetz Vatir Be'eder, if you're holding on to such an animal, you have to make sure to properly protect it, and it shouldn't just go out and wander. You have to tie it to the bed to make sure that it's not going to go where it's not allowed to go. Tanabaram, Maisim Chassid Echad, there was a story with a Chassid, Sheigoynech Miliboy. He had heart pain. The Sholol Arayfim, and they asked the doctors what is the best medicine for this ailment. Amalai, and they told him, Eloi Tekana, there is no other refuah, Achiyine Cholag Reseach, until he sucks hot milk from the goat itself, Mishachas L'Shachas, every morning. Vivilo Yez, and they brought him a goat. The Koshlem Kari Mita, he tied the goat to his bed. For Yonik Mimena Mishachas L'Shachras. And he did as he was prescribed. Every morning he would nurse from it. The Yomim, Nektasu Chaveru Levakroi. After a while, the friends of this individual came to visit him. Kivin Shiro Oysa Eiz, kshur b'kari mita, when they saw the goat tied to the bed, chazru l'achreim, they left the house. Because Amru, list the mezuyin, a behemah daka, was saying is like a thief, because behemah daka kapsli is walking in other people's property. But beis shazer, and this person, v'anu nechnesu natsloi, and we're going to enter such a home, v'lo'batku v'lo'matzabai, and they look, they examine this individual. They found that this person was impeccable. He had no other avers besides this. As he was leaving the world, he said, the only aver one can say to me is that I raised that goat. Shavati al divrei chaverei, I violated what Chazal said. Amar Mishmal, Mibalabatim shebegola elyon, Hayu beis Abba. From the distinguished families of Gol Elyon was my father's family. Mnei Macharva, why was that family, that area destroyed? Shemirian becharshim. They would allow their animals to wander in the forest. The Donna Dinim Amas Biyachid, they would paskin din tyrus with din emamis din tyra just with one individual. That bishoylem charshim samach lebateim. They had fields right next to the house, and we learned if you have such open fields, you allow to raise the animal. But sadek tanahaya, there was a small field within this area, and that did not belong to them. And they used to pass the animal as they went to their forest through somebody's private property, and that's why they were punished. Tana Rabbanan, Raya Sha'asa Tshuva. If there's a shepherd who violated what Chazal said and raised behemoth stakas, that's Yisrael, and he wants to do tshuva, teaches us the Braisa, Chazal did not force him to sell the animals immediately. We allow him to sell it a little at a time. Because if he's going to go and sell all of the animals, start selling all of the animals, people will realize that he's desperate to sell. And once people realize that he's desperate to sell, it's going to force the price down. So this person wants to do the right thing, and he wants to now be careful not to raise these animals. So Chazal made it easy for him that he should not have to sell them all the time. So as we learned the Gemara of this story of the person who was sick and he had the animal by his bed, there's an obvious question. Yes, we're learning, we're going to continue learning, that there's a takanas chazal, that a person should not raise and let his behemah daka wander in other people's field. But here we're dealing with a situation of bikuach nefesh, that doctors told him that the only thing that could possibly help you is nursing from this goat. So why was what he did wrong? So Avni Nezer quotes his father, the Biala Rebbe, who wrote the Sefer Agudas Ezef, that from here is a raya for what the Ramban teaches us in Parashas Mishpatim. And says that the Torah says V'rapi Yirapi, and Rashi quotes the Maim Chazal Shenit Rishus L'Roifil L'Rapis, which means that not that we're obligated to seek out a doctor. If we seek out a doctor, or if a person wants to go to a doctor, he's allowed to go to the doctor. But what's really appropriate is to live a life of Yerushalayim. And a life of Yerushalayim means that he doesn't have to rely on doctors. Of course, there are very few people on that madrega. But I think that Avni Nezer means to say that even though there are, of course, very few people on the madrega, that they won't go to a doctor, but if the price of going to a doctor is to violate what Chazal said, then there's no heter to go to the doctor. Along the same lines, the Sefer Chassidim says that you're allowed to go to a doctor, but not at the price of a Chilul Hashem. And here we have a person who's presumably a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says they couldn't find any other Aveira besides this Aveira. So he was obviously a very great person. And by him having this goat at his bed, it caused a tremendous Chilul Hashem. And that's something that we have to always, of course, avoid. Another pshat that I saw is that he should have notified, he should have publicized that he was doing this and because he was sick. And the fact that, and then people would have realized that he's, of course, not disrespecting the Takanas Chazal. The fact that he just did it without making sure that people should realize that this was a unique situation, that's what was wrong of him. The Bukharan says, the Gemara says, that they were able to find that he had no other Aveira. So says Rabbi Chana, how do you know? You can never know what's doing in somebody's heart. So he says, two pshatim. One pshat is that the colleagues obviously had Ruach HaKodesh. And because they had Ruach HaKodesh, they were able to see that this person had no other Aveiras. Another pshat that he says is that one of the purposes of doing the mitzvah of Bikachaylim is to cause that the person whom you are visiting should do tshuva. So that's what they were doing. They were trying to see that this friend of theirs should do tshuva. And as they started talking to him about his situation, they saw that he had no other aveiros because this aveira, there was nothing else that he needed to do tshuva for. Says the Gemara further, the Cain, Ger, and we're going to learn him, it's Hashem, that you're not allowed to raise a dog, you're not allowed to have a chazir, we don't obligate him to immediately sell them, that he shouldn't have to take a significant loss. If somebody made a neder that he's going to buy a home, or to get married to a woman from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to get married to the first woman he sees. Even though he made a neder, that doesn't mean he should take the first woman that he sees. In fact, the Shailos Tshuvos HaRashba brings an interesting shaila. Somebody was looking for a Rebbe for his children, and it was so important to him that he said he was ready to pay an exorbitant amount just that he should find a Rebbe for his children. And then he found somebody that wasn't as expensive as he said in his nether. Does he have to pay that much or not? So, says the Rashba, based on our Gemara, that he certainly doesn't. Just like our Gemara says that he made a nether that he's going to get married, doesn't mean he has to get married to the first woman that he meets. So too, he said, I'm ready to spend what it takes. He meant to say, I'm ready to spend what it takes to find the best Rebbe for my children, but not that I have to necessarily spend that money. Furthermore, the Pais can point out, this person we mentioned made a neder to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael. And even though we're so anxious about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, as we're going to learn in the Gsugis, the Halach is still, as important as Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is, it doesn't mean they should just buy a house that doesn't really fit for what you need. In fact, the Chassam Sofer said, the Chassam Sofer, the Shas Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Yerodei Chelek Vav Simen Memhei, discusses a Shaila about somebody who took upon himself to learn many Mishnayos. How much does that mean? So he says that just like in our Gemara, it means you find the right wife. It doesn't mean you have to find any wife. So too, somebody who took upon himself to learn Mishnayos, fantastic. But it's only if he's going to indeed learn and understand and retain. Just to learn many Mishnayos and not understand, retain, remember, there's no point. There was a woman whose son was bothering her. Kafsa v'nishba, she made a shvu, kosher mishi yava, shen enim achzras reikam. Anybody who wants me to marry him, I'll marry him, just I should have some help. The kafsa b'nei adam, shenim u'gonim, there were men that really she shouldn't marry them, that wanted to marry her. Ukshaba adava etzach chamim, and when the question came up, what is she now obligated to do? Amrloin eskavla agonua. As much as she wants to get married and make this nether, it has to be a proper match. Says the Raravai further. Shem shom rei megadol mei medaka, just like one may not raise mei medaka in Etzisrael, kach emru ei megadlin chayedaka. An example of a chayedaka, the Rishonim point out, are a deer. Shmuel Eimer, megadlin klof v'm kofrim, you're allowed to sell, you're allowed to raise the small dogs, that the purpose is just to keep the house clean and eat up any insects or such situations. The chatulim, cats, the kaifin, the chuldus anoyim, because all they do is b'neshen asuyim l'nakar abayis. All they're there for is just to keep the house clean. They're not dangerous. Ask the Gemara, my chuldus anoyim, what exactly are the chuldus anoyim? Amar Yehuda, shartza chartza. V'yesh oimrim, shartza charza. The ktinei shakim, it has very thin legs, raya ben avadini, and therefore it's able to creep between the trees. Umay shartza, that, why is it called sharetz? The matai shakya, the very short leg, and it looks like they're creeping on the ground, like shrotzim who creep on the ground. Amar Yehuda Marav, we in Bavel, we know that the first people that went to Golus Bavel, the Gemara Masech, the Gittin, that Pechesam and Aleph teaches us with the Talmid Chachamim. So Rav, Yehuda Rav said, when the Talmid Chachamim came to Bavel, the first thing they did was they started to act like they acted at Tzisrael, not raise the Behemoth Daka. Amalei Rav Adam Rahavel Rav Huda, Didach Mai, why are you raising a behemah daka? Amalei, they don't come into Rulu, Chayva Ishti. Our behemah dakas are watched by my wife Chayva, and she therefore makes sure that they won't wander where they're not allowed to wander. Amalei, so if Adabar Ava said, Chayva Tikbar Labana, Chayva should bury her son. Very sharp expression. It says the Gemara, why did he say it? So there are different explanations given why he said it. Some say she had no right to do something which was against what Chachom were doing, even if she had a good explanation. Others say that he didn't mean it as a curse. What he meant was that he was asking, is she not concerned that she'll end up burying her children for doing this? And we know that the Pasuk says in Kehelis, Kishigaga, when a tzaddik says something, even if, of course, he had no bad intention, that's what happens. And therefore, says the Gemara, as long as Rav Ahava was alive, like Chaim Zarel or Rav Huna's children did not survive. Says the Yin Yaakov, what's the Midah Kenegah Midah here? So the Yin Yaakov says that the reason we're not allowed to raise a behemoth daka in Etzisrael is because of Yishuv Etzisrael. We want Etzisrael to be properly inhabited. For the same reason, we're supposed to have children, b'yei Yishuv Olam, that the world should be properly inhabited. So what he said to him was, if you're not following these rules, and you're not worried about the world being properly inhabited, then you, unfortunately, will not have children. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huda, Amar Rav, Asin Atzmein Bavel Ket Yisrael, we are Machman Bavel, like we did at Yisrael, L'kiv L'mehema Daka. Because once Rav came to Bavel, there were many Jews that lived in Bavel, and since there were many Jews that lived in Bavel, so now we have to worry that the field that they're going to wander into is a field of a Jew. Says the Rav Shmuel Ravasi, Iklal Bei Shavua Ben. they attended a Shavua Ben. Most Mefarshim explain that it was a Bris Mila. And the reason a Bris Mila is called Shavua Ben is because it takes place a week after the baby is born. But others say they attended Bei Yeshua Ben. Rashi calls Bei Yeshua Ben Opinion Aben. Opinion Aben is when the child is redeemed. The word Yeshua is very similar to the word pinion, and that's what they were attending these events. Tosis says that Yeshua Ben is not what, as Rashi says, Opinion Aben, but rather he says that they used to celebrate when a child was born. And the Truma Sedeshin explains, this is the basis for our minig, that we make a Shalom Zachar. In other words, he says it would really be appropriate after a parent has a child, they should make a celebration for the birth of a child after the child is born. We wait for Shalom Zachar, says the Truma Sedeshin, which is on Shabbos, when people are usually home and are able to attend. The Night of Yehuda says that the Yeshua Ben was only done when a son was born and not when a girl was born. But he says, if Tosfos explains that the purpose of this celebration is because a child was born, why should there be a difference between a boy and a girl? And therefore, the Night of Yehuda says that the Yeshua Ben means that many communities have a minig that the night before the bris, they would make something which is known in Yiddish as the Vachnacht. And that is what is known as the Yeshua Ben, that the Vachnacht before the bris was made. So our Gemara is teaching us the minig of the Trumas Hadeshin, that we make opinion aben. Again, the Noid of Yehuda's question, Shalom Zachar, the Noid of Yehuda's question, why by boy more than by a girl? So many suggest because a boy, when he was in his mother's womb, was learning Kol HaTorah Kula. And as he exits the womb, the Malach makes a mark on his face and he forgets everything. And therefore, to console him for the Torah that he missed. So that's why we make by a boy a Shalom Zachar. I was saying to him that Hashem should help, that you should remember everything that you learned. It's interesting that I saw that there are those that have a minig, those that have a minig that based on our Gemara, that minig of having a nice, a Suda by Pinyan Aben is based on our Gemara, because here we see that there was clearly Pinyan Aben. The Klaus Magrebbe, the Shas HaTshuva, Stivra Yatsev, Yerideya Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes, quotes a Chidah, that somebody who makes a proper Pinyan Aben for his son, that son will be protected and not suffer. And in fact, he says that the words that are used by a pinyan aben are very similar to the words that we say by kaporis, all that we're trying to say is that just like the purpose of kaporis is that we should have a kapora, we should have a Yeshua, that is the purpose of the pinyan aben as well. There's a very interesting question, is the Shalom Zachar that we're discussing now have to be in the presence of the child? If we're doing it to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the child, for giving us the boy, it may not necessarily have to be where the child is there. But if it's to console the child for the Torah that he forgot, maybe it should be preferably where the child is. And then another question is that what happens, it's very connected to what we're discussing, what happens if the bris is going to be delayed and the bris will not be on the Shabbos, this week the bris will not take place, and therefore the Shalom Zachar will not be on the Shabbos before the Bris. Most Paiskim are of the opinion that that has, and based on the explanations we've been giving, it makes much sense that the Shalom Zachar is to thank Hashem, to talk about the learning that he forgot, and therefore it should make a difference. It should be on the first Shabbos. The Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh explains that before it's impossible to have a bris without having a Shabbos before the bris. It could be a Friday night before the bris, if the bris is going to be on Shabbos. And therefore, what we're doing with the Shalom Zachar is telling this child that we have such a wonderful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and that's Shabbos. And a person should know, we teach this boy that as life will go on and there will be different situations in life, you should know that what is the Makara Bracha, what will bring Bracha to all your situation, it will be Shabbos. Again, going back to what we discussed, if it's because the child was born, and even if we'll add the element of the Torah that he forgot, why must it be Shabbos? So Rabbi Yisachar Doi from Bel says, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that Pei Vav Amud Beis, says, L'kul Alma, everybody is in agreement that B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. So since the Torah, we're making the Shalom Zachar about the Torah that he forgot, so we make the Shalom Zachar on Shabbos to say, it's your job now to learn and remember that Torah that was given on Shabbos. And his son, Rabbi Aaron Belz, takes this a step further. He says, what are we telling this boy? It is now your responsibility to learn all of the Torah you forgot. And on Shabbos, each one of us has a Neshama Yisera. Since each one of us has on Shabbos a Neshama Yisera, we're saying Shabbos is specifically the best day that you should spend learning Torah, because you have this extra strength with the Neshama Yisera that will help you remember what you learned. So now we have all these people attending this event. Says the Mara, Rav lo ayel kamei de Shmuel. Rav did not want to come in before Shmuel, as the Mara is going to explain in a moment. Rav lo ayel kamei Shmuel. Rav didn't want to go before Shmuel. Shmuel lo ayel kamei de Rav Asi, because Rav Asi was greater than him. Rav Asi lo ayel kamei de Rav. Rav Asi did not want to go before Rav, because Rav was his Rebbe. Amri man nisruch. So they decided, they asked the question, who should be the last one to enter? This is Shmuel, the nice Rav Ravasi. Should Shmuel be the one to wait and let Rav Ravasi go in? Or the nice Rav Ravasi, should we delay Rav Ravasi? Says the Gemara, Rav did not want to go in before Shmuel, because Milsa Alma Hudavale Shmuel, there was one thing that he acted disrespectfully to Shmuel, but Shumaisa Delatya Adbir Ravale. And because of that, Rav took upon himself that he would always show respect to Shmuel. The story is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches Omer Aleph. The Rav, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and Shmuel hosted him. And Shmuel was a doctor. And he saw that Rav had stomach problems. So he gave him food that caused him laxative, and he didn't show him where the bathroom was immediately, so it should cause him to need to use the bathroom. And Rav was very upset, and he cursed him that none of his children should survive. And because of this, Rav said from then on, he has to show respect for Shmuel. And Shmuel was allowed to accept this covenant because he was doing this because Rav was the Gadol HaDor, and Rav felt that this is what is the way that he'll have Kaparis Avoinus. So Shmuel accepted this upon himself. Ad Achi V'Achi, as they're debating who should go in first, also Shunder Kamei Katal Yodin Yenuka. A cat came in and bit off the hand of the child. Nafak Rav Adarish, Chatol Mutal Hargoy. One is allowed to kill the cat. Vasla Kaimai, we can't heap him in the house. Famous Shem Gezel, if you kill somebody else's cat, it's not considered you did gzela. And when you find the cat, you don't have to return it to its owner. So Tysus points out that the problem with the cat was the cat was left roaming around. And moreover, says Tysus, people are typically not scared of a cat, and therefore they're not careful to do what has to be done. Says the Gemara, but let's understand the statement Rav made. If Rav said you're allowed to kill it, what did Rav mean when he said you can't hold on to it? Answers the Gemara, there's no issur if you kill it. Kamash Milan, that you can't have it in your house. Amri, so continued to ask, that if you kill it, you're not chayif gzeila. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, to teach us, that if you find a dead cat, you don't have to return the hide to its owner. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Elazar, the Gadlakai from Kufrim, we'll let her raise these small dogs, the Chatulim, the Kufin, the Chuldas Anoim, the Shasun and Akrabayis, they are what we can rely on to clean out the house. So how do we say that you're allowed to kill, that we're supposed to kill the cat? Answers the Gemara, like Kasha, Haba Chuvra, a black cat is not dangerous. Haba Chuvra, a white cat is dangerous. Ask the Gemara, Vamaisa the Rav, Uchmahava, the story was with a black cat. Answers the Gemara, even though the cat itself was black, however, Bar Chuvra Hava, it was the child of a white cat, and therefore it's dangerous. Says the Gemara, from a boy Leila Ravina. Ravina had a question. The boy Ravina, Uchma Bachivra, a black cat, the son of a white cat. Mahu, what is its status? Says the Gemara, Kika by Ravina, Uchma Bachivra Bachivra. The cat is black, its mother is white, its grandmother is black. Mais Rav, Uchma Bachivra Bachivra. But if you have a black cat, the son of a white cat, which is the son of a white cat, that for sure is dangerous. Chabad, ba'ban simit. Amr ba'hava, achim ba'papa b'shum, ravah ba'papa b'shum, ravada ba'papa, vamalei ravah ba'papa b'shum, ravchei ba'papa b'shum, ravah ba'papa, vamalei amr ba'aba ba'papa b'shum, ravah ba'papa b'shum, ravchadina ba'papa, basrin al-chichuch, yelada davin, and blow shofar, if there's a situation that there's some sort of a pandemic, that people, that insects are attacking them, even on Shabbos. The Dallas, if a door is closed, if a person stops being successful, then it doesn't automatically, that doesn't get reversed. And if somebody buys a home in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to have the deed written on Filim Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Of course, it may only be done by a goy, by an akum. What does it mean that we're allowed to nasrim Shabbos when there's such a situation? So Rashi says, we're allowed to daven betzibur, tchina shayfris. Tosfos can't accept that we should be allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. And Tosfos says, you're allowed to daven the type of tefillah which we normally don't do on Shabbos. The Meritz Chiyus explains that these three situations that the Gemara just identified is to teach us a very important lesson. When somebody has an opportunity, he should grab the opportunity. If somebody sees that they're at Tzoris and there's an opportunity to daven, he should take that opportunity and not say, I'll do it later. When somebody sees that he's fortunate, he should take advantage of that and not say, I'll wait. And when somebody has an opportunity to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't say, I'll wait, I'll buy a different home. As soon as he has the opportunity to buy the house, he should grab it. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, the shaprod is a rachis basal tzibur. If the tzoros that come to Klai Yisrael, to go in chichuch, chogov, are grasshoppers, zvuv, are flies, tzira, hornets, v'yitush, v'shaluch, the choshva krabim, there's a pandemic of snakes, loyim asriyim, you're not allowed to do this ex, the blowing shofar or whatever, el tzoyke, we can only daven. Answers, the Gemara Lekasha. Kambalach, if it's moist, then it's not so bad. Can be yavish, but when the boil, the bite, is dry, that's much more problematic. Don Rav Shuman Levi, Shchin Shevi Kadosh Baruch Hu al Mitzrim, the Shchin that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought in the Mitzrim, Lach b'chutz, yavish b'mfnim. The outside was moist, and the inside was dry. Shnemar, v'hi Shchin avuvois, perech ma'odim, u'b'mehema. That means it starts moist, and then it got dry. We learned Dallas and Dallas Lema Meher with the Pasech. What does that mean? Mahi Bazutra Amel Smicha. That if somebody was given an opportunity to get Smicha, he should take that opportunity because he may lose it. Rashi Abakala Marie Loy. Somebody who's suffering Lema Meher Mativan. It's not going to reverse that quickly. Ravach Medifti Amel Loy Lema Mativan Loy. Never. Vloyi. That was what happened to him, that he was appointed, he was supposed to be appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and then he lost the opportunity, and he never got the opportunity again. But that doesn't mean that an opportunity that's lost is lost forever. Why, explains the Seif Or HaNefesh, would a Shechina Mitzrayim both moist and dry? So he says that the Mitzrim, in their relationship with Klal Yisrael, acted in a very duplicit fashion. They acted as if they were friends, but they were really enemies. And that's what it means. On the outside, they were moist, were good friends. But on the inside, they were dry. They had no rachmanis in the world. The Divrei Shaul asks, is that true? What? Rav Ashi said, the Rachim Adifti said, that once something bad happens, there's nothing good that can ever happen to him. So Divrei Shaul says, what the Gemara means to say, that everything in life has good and bad elements to it. And what the Gemara means to say is that a person is supposed to open up his eyes and say, Loi, that not everything that's bad is really totally bad. There may be positive elements to what it is. And if a person lives his life with that attitude, that even though it looks terrible, it isn't necessarily that way, then he won't be so despondent when something bad happens. But if somebody, on the other hand, lives that whatever happens to him, there is no hope, so that person indeed has no hope. We learned also if somebody buys a home and that's a stroll, you're allowed to write the deed in Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, could there be a thought that you're allowed to write it on Shabbos? El Kamarova, as he said, that if there's a Chaylish Eimei Sakana, you're allowed to ask a Nachri to take care of the patient. Here too, Hachanami, if you want to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael, Oymel Nachri V'Aisa, V'Avgav Namir L'Nachri Shavuos, asking a Nachri to do Melacha for us in Shabbos is a Shavuos, is a Rabbanan, Mishum Yishvei Eretz Yisrael L'Gazer Rabbanan. There is a interesting Machloikas Rishonim, where we say that Namir L'Nachri Shavuos is that even by, if we ask a guy, a Nachri, to do something with something that belongs to a Jew, or is it only with something that belongs to the Nachri? But if a Nachri does Melacha with something that belongs to a Jew, that some Rishonim say is a Issa Daraisa. There's also Rishonim, we quoted this earlier in the Masechta, that want to suggest, if the Nachri is creating something new, that's much more of an isser than when he's just taking something that already exists. So if he's cooking something, it might be more of an issue than just taking and carrying something. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Halakech in Eretz Yisrael. If somebody buys a city in Eretz Yisrael, Kaifer Oysa Laderech, then he also has to buy a path to be able to enter that city, Me'amar Chusa, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We want to support Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So if we have a city, the more entrances there are to the city, it becomes much more inhabitable. And our goal is to inhabit Eretz Yisrael. How do we accomplish the goal of inhabiting Eretz Yisrael? We let you buy the house on Shabbos through the Akum. We want you to make it as beautiful and comfortable as possible, that we should be zoicha to live in Eretz Yisrael.